This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
This is Kate.
And this is Joe.
Today we talk a lot about sexual frustration, Rosebud and I sexting, and getting flowers from an alien. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. We have two returning guests today.
We've got Petey, and you got to say your last name because I fuck it up.
Diabru.
Petey Diabru.
We here.
Petey Diabru. And Rosebud Baker.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for coming, guys.
I'm feeling so vulnerable.
I know. Well, first of all,
she just showed you my ass.
I showed a picture of Rosebud's ass to everyone.
That could have been anybody's
that all
ass.
Happened
Your
very,
face wasn't in it.
Yeah, but true. Kate introed it. She gave it an intro. She was like, you want to see Rosebud's ass? And
man,
then she held up a picture.
There wasn't really an intro. It was very quick.
Was
it was way
like,
quicker than
look
that.
Look at Rosebud's ass.
Yeah, said, real quick. Okay.
Look at this.
Yeah. But I am proud
that
of it.
So quick.
You have one of the nicest asses I've ever seen. And you work hard for it, too.
You've got the best tits I've ever seen in my life.
Maybe.
HBO tits.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's one of my goals, is to have these tits on HBO one day.
Oh, they're
gonna
destined.
It's going to happen.
Destined.
Soft core swag.
What do you mean? Softcore.
Like real sex?
Well, we're going to have a show, Unicorn Tits,
okay,
on TV.
True.
And I'm definitely going to have my tits on there. Like, free the nipple.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. That's the movement.
Yeah, free the fucking nipple.
That's the movement that needed to be moved for the longest, bro.
Right.
Nipple.
I don't know what you just said.
He's saying, no,
it had to be.
We need to get the nipple. We need to get the nipple out there.
The nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know somebody said on my Instagram account, Rosebud, I don't think you're allowed to say unicorn tits. Mm-hmm. And I wish it was like Facebook so that I could post a picture of my tits to that comment. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to be like, fuck you.
What do you mean you can't say you can't say tits on Instagram?
It was some, I don't even know who.
Some prude ass was trying to get up all in there.
Like throw a fucking asterisk in there?
Yeah, like was like, you can't say tits on Instagram. And I was like, well, get out of here, hall monitor. You're
Yo, can I just
beat
say,
it, geek.
Can I
beat
just
it,
say,
loser.
Can I just say thank you guys for having me? Listen, yo, unicorn tits, what was that? This month,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was this month.
That was one of the best shows and experiences I've ever had.
Dude, you were so good on
you
that
were
shit
amazing.
Was crazy. Yo, y'all missed it, man. If you wasn't there, you missed history.
That was great. It was
it's a great show, isn't it? Joe asked
how it
was. Which
show was that? Was that your first, second, third, fourth?
That was our third.
Yo.
Right?
That shit is real deal. Holyfield. That
yeah.
That shit was real deal.
Real deal.
Yeah. That shit was crazy. Because like both of them and then the whole vibe. And then so even like even the because even the audience members that didn't know, they still fucked with it.
Yeah.
And they fucked with them. Like yo, y'all think this is voodoo or some shit.
Yeah.
Because it was like some black people there. Yeah. You know, they be like, yo, rebuke you, Satan.
Yeah, yeah. They were like praying while we were talking.
It's a really cool mixture because I think Rosebud and we're obviously both funny, but I'm a little bit more like nerdy.
More, if you said, I was like, if she says more funny, I'm going to bang her
I'm
with
just like a little more funny.
I'm trying to get that. I'm a little bit more hall monitor-y with like, I'm like, here's a quote, you know, but I do it in a funny way. And she's more like, she'll fucking knife you, you know, and it's a good combination.
Definitely.
And then you are hysterical.
Like I emotionally knife the audience and then Kate licks their wounds in a sexual way.
Mm. Yeah, I do.
That's really what it is.
Man sexual.
By the way, the next one's August 17th. So you guys should check it out.
August 17th, 9:15 p.m.
Was it a monthly?
Yeah. New York Comedy Club.
It's a monthly?
Yeah.
They need to get y'all a weekly.
Oh, shit.
That would be a lot. It's a lot of energy.
That's a lot. It takes a lot out of us. Because we're doing the readings on stage afterwards. And
but y'all sorcerers and metropolitans, you know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers.
I'm a metropolitan?
Yeah, look at you, big city bangs.
Oh, my God.
I call you big city bangs.
Stop
yo,
it.
Look at you. Yo,
I feel like I dressed like June from Benny and June
No,
today.
But for real, like, I'm looking at you right now. You could be, like, you know when they have movies of people?
Mm.
You could be in that movie, but like the big city, like whatever's going on in your world, the big city girl from wherever you're from,
yeah,
in the city, like you feel me, like
I'm selling art in art galleries,
yeah, like Pretty Woman type of shit, minus the
ooh, you're a hooker,
not the hooker shit though, but like comedy though, instead of hooker shit, comedy.
That's amazing. I'm a comedy prostitute.
Ooh,
there you go.
Not the stoop part.
I'm just giving laughs away for free.
It's like the vibe and the energy of prostitution, vessel in like in comedy though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. I'm pretending to understand.
Okay, so
I don't even understand. I'm
honest. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Sorry.
Okay, so anyway, I'm gonna talk a little bit about
how high is Petey right now though.
Petey, are you high right now?
He's got enzymes.
Of course he is.
I just had a shot of wheatgrass.
I had a two ounce shot of wheatgrass
before I got here.
2 ounces, that's too many, man.
I had a fucking protein shake that was crazy.
Can I tell you something?
And
I
then got a whole wait. Blunt to the face.
Nah, chill.
I got really
it was a little dab.
I got really high last night. I told this to Rose. I got really high last night and I took off my shirt in the mirror. And was like so excited that I had boobs. Like I felt like I was like 8 and I was like, I have boobs. Like I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And then I just kept, I left my shirt off because I just was like, I've got tits and they're awesome. And then I got emotional and I was crying on my bed with my tits out. And I was like, please let one of my friends FaceTime me right now because I will answer it just crying with my tits out just to laugh.
Did you let the tears fall onto your nips?
I think so. A little bit.
You have to.
She looked down like they're still there.
Like, yeah. Like, they haven't evaporated.
Do I remember that feeling? Yes, I do.
But okay. So let's talk about what happened this week.
Okay.
So...
It was an intense
Can you turn off your
I'm
phone?
I'm such an asshole. I mean, where's my etiquette?
That's part of the movie. That's part of the movie.
You know what? Just trash.
That's part of the movie, Rosebud.
That's right.
Part of the
that's
movie.
Just Metropolitan oh, Rosebud.
Yeah. See how you threw that shit?
That's what you call... industry Rosebud.
You see how you threw that shit?
Yeah.
In the movie, that would have been a slow-mo.
Yeah, that's right. She works hard for the money. That's what
oh
it would
my
be.
Oh, God.
So
sorry.
Back, what's up with this week? Y'all go. Shoot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm interested now.
So, I... haven't had sex in about 4 months.
Wow.
So I was a little revved up and I started, how did it start? I was talking to you about,
I have no idea how it
started. We just
started
talking about like sex stories and then we started sending each other pictures of our bodies.
Yeah.
Yo, dudes would never do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll say, yo, Joe, let me see your booty,
you watching
son.
The game?
Yo, Joe, let me see that booty, son. Like, yeah, for yeah, real, yeah. Son, show me that shit.
Yeah, we were, and so we started sending pics back and
but
forth.
But we weren't, like, sexting each other. Like, it wasn't like,
we were,
I'm
like,
going to, it wasn't like, I'm not going to do this to you. It wasn't like
yeah, it
that.
Was like, we were just talking about sex. And you know how when you can talk about sex for
oh,
a while, you
yeah.
start getting revved
hell
up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So we both started getting hell a little yeah. revved up, got a little out of control.
How else yeah. are you supposed to be?
I mean,
talking about
I honestly,
that, okay?
having been there this week, I think that's the, I think that was the truest self I've ever been.
Mm. Yeah.
I found myself.
There's no such thing as too true.
That's right. That's so weirdly obvious.
Are you high, Petey?
Why I gotta be high?
Are you kidding
high?
Me? Of
just
course.
A wheatgrass.
That's a wheatgrass
two
and a
ounces.
Dab. It was a dab and a wheatgrass, yo.
And wait, mm-hmm. which one was first?
Both.
That doesn't make sense.
Because it was before
who cares?
And after.
We're talking about
okay.
sex,
no,
okay.
Talk, yeah, come on.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I, all right, so Kate gets me all fucking revved up, and I text my...
I started off revved up, and then she took it and ran with it, and I
was oh
like,
my God.
Oh, this
I ran
bitch
with
horny.
It for 4 days. I mean, I ran with it for 4 days straight.
Hilarious.
I could not slow myself down. I was getting hit on more than I've ever been hit on
yes.
in my life. I texted my boyfriend, who was out of town. I was like, you should fuck somebody else while you're in Canada.
Yo,
no,
why can't
not.
I get yes, texts like that?
And what did he
yeah.
say?
He goes... I'm never going to leave you. That's what he said.
yo, you need the fucking... That's the movie.
My...
that's part
yo,
of the
Petey,
fucking...
This is real life.
This is real life.
No, no, but I'm not lying.
No, I know.
Like,
yo,
I'm saying, this
hold
part
on.
Of the this fucking
shit is hold on. I would just
this
like
is the shit that will liberate the community.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that my pussy powers...
helped
them have an open relationship.
No, I mean, yeah. well, we don't have like... It's not like a lifestyle
It's not open,
yet.
Open.
No, but it's just that...
But it was, let me tell you something, the hottest fucking thing I've ever done in my entire fucking life. Because not only did he go through with it, he let me pick out the girl.
Oof.
He let me tell him exactly, like, where to touch her, what to do to her, so I could, like, tell him my fantasies while I was telling him what to do to her.
Oh, man.
And then, so he was getting into that. And then, like, he texted me, like, right before he left, when he got there, when he took her home, and then when he got back home. And he was like, and he fucked her, and he told her to write me a thank you note. That's literally what happened. I mean, thank you. I deserve that.
How did you pick someone out? He had like a list.
He went on Tinder while he was there. So I was like, go on Tinder.
Tinderoni motherfuckers.
Yeah. So we go, and she was hot from like a distance. Like when I got, you know, when he showed me close up, I was like, all right, see, that's perfect because she's got like a body that like will turn him on. Mm-hmm. But like a face that is definitely not going to cause him to fall in love with her.
She had a badonkadonk.
She had some weird teeth.
I said the donkadonk.
I thought badonkadonk was an ass.
It is an ass.
She just went. Yeah. She just went to the teeth. Like yeah. She curved
different
the question.
Yeah, yeah, I curved the question. I actually couldn't see her ass.
Okay.
I couldn't see her ass. I saw because she Facebook friended him like right away, which I was like, accept it so then I can look at. You can send me like screenshots from her Facebook. And he was like, great. So I found her on Facebook. I was like, I did a little bit of research. I was like, this is fine. This is good. Like, he's working on a timeline. He's got till Sunday. Let's, like, make it happen.
Can I before just say I, like, y'all are, like, the couple of the year right now?
They are.
I know.
This is groundbreaking legendary.
This is.
Yeah.
This is.
And I came out of it.
This is a movie. This is a movie. No lie. It is. I swear to God.
I didn't even know about the movie until I see the whole shit.
It was
and it's funny though because I calmed down, but like I was like when I first talked, I was the one that was like, ah! And then I calmed down. Yeah. I like centered myself, and she was, and I was like, oh wow, Rosebud, you go.
No,
you
for the next 2 days, I was sending you pictures.
You
of,
kept
like,
sending
shit
me pictures,
that he was
and I was like,
me,
yeah,
that was turning me up. We had sex. We had sex like 4 times over the phone, like via FaceTime, a combination of the two, and he fucked somebody else. And it was like when he came back, I was like. I felt like I was looking at somebody that I'd never fucked before, but that I really wanted to fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like, I've never been... I'm just like, holy shit, I didn't know that that could be so hot. And you know why it's hot? Because I realized this. We were in couples therapy talking about it. By the way, he told our therapist that he peed on me once, and that was like really humiliating for me. I just had to say that. He did it one time. Okay. It was not my favorite. We were at a hotel... That's somebody else had to clean it up. It was
I mean,
nice.
I would let Shorty piss on me. on the chest piece.
I couldn't do that.
I would say like
the
knee.
And then you
knee.
Get it, the warm and the clavicle
you
region.
The, like a knee maybe.
Not right in here.
It was just not
like,
pleasant. You
know, right on here, that's warm.
Like. I don't know, because I feel like the chest, you get some splash into your eye and then, you know.
So what? Live a little.
Come on, man.
What
it's pink eye.
Of,
man?
Put
mad,
what
mad
you scared of?
Shit.
What put you scared of,
yo,
Joe?
Put goggles on, man.
You gotta be willing to go there. You have to be willing to like
yo,
go there.
Well, that's what I. That's the thing with that.
You gotta warm up.
Because I don't know.
That's why I said the knee, and then you work your way up. You know.
You know.
Listen, let me tell you something.
You don't have to get pissed on if you don't want to get pissed on. Yeah. But true. What I loved about it was the fact that you guys were willing to go there because we'd been talking about it, and you're like, you were getting so rubbed up, and I'm like, tell him, just tell, because people get to that point in their relationship where they want something, but then they just don't, because they're scared to share it, and I'm like, just do it, see what happens. Mm-hmm. And then
yeah,
that happened.
I was scared
and it was
that
like,
afterwards I would feel like I was scared that doing that would actually like sabotage shit. You know what I mean? Like people have that thought all the time, but then they're like, oh, but how would I feel after the fact? You know what I mean? But he did it in this way that was like so respectful of me. And then I got to experience and like discover a fearlessness in myself. And that's what really turned me on, I think. You know what I mean? It was just this like feeling of like, I don't give a shit. I know you love me. I know it's going to be fine. We're good.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was dope. It was really fucking, and it's so interesting because people's reactions, aside from this table, have been.
I was there with
not
you.
Not positive.
Yeah.
Really?
People have been very.
Judgmental.
It's such a reflection on what they believe relationships are supposed to be. I don't take it personally. But even on my own podcast, the guys on my own podcast were like, you're fucking nuts.
What's
they
wrong
were
with
all
them?
Like, you're fucking crazy. Yo. Like, you're a lunatic. You're losing it.
Nah.
I was like, no, this is just because you guys have a hard time either trust. One person on my podcast thought that I was trying to fuck somebody else.
Uh-huh.
One person on my podcast thought that I was trying to sabotage, trap Seton in a way that was like, I could be like, oh, look what you, so you actually did it. Oh, so you went and did it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then like somebody else was just like, he's just shut down sexually. He just couldn't even like comprehend.
This is the movie because what it is, what I'm seeing, listen to what I'm seeing.
I want
to
hear, Petey.
Yeah.
So it's like that confidence, right? That's what people don't see. The confidence that you're not fearful of losing him. You're not fearful of feeling lesser
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like, yo, you're liberating yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Through, and that's confidence.
Yeah.
And listen,
like, that's
like,
sexy.
It's like, yo, you that's a sexy shit. Like, yo, you can't hurt me.
Yeah.
And it's not for everyone. That's the other thing.
It's not for everyone.
Because some of these people.
Yo, everybody's not meant to be great.
That's right.
That's true.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
Everybody's not built for that.
But Pete, listen.
Sorry.
The whole point isn't that everyone should have what they have. Right. It's that everyone can figure out for themselves what's going to make them happy. And you don't have to go along with rules just because everyone else is doing that. And I feel like that's what's blowing people's minds.
Get
They're
rid
like,
of
wait,
the rules.
What?
Get rid of the rules.
Find out. Yeah, get rid of the rules and find out what rules you want. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I don't know if I could do that. I think I might get really jealous, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not that everyone should do that, but it's like free yourself up and figure out what you do want and not just do what you think you're supposed to do.
I think that's a confident person, though. Like, somebody that could do that.
Yeah.
Like, to be like, yo, psst.
But here's the thing, but it doesn't really have to do with me so much
hot.
As...
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, part of it has to do with me, but I think part of it has to do with the fact that, like, my relationship with him is unlike any relationship I've ever had. So, like, we have a trust.
You ever went to couples counseling?
How long you guys been dating?
We've been dating for 2.5 years,
have you
almost
ever
3 years.
Have you ever did that with anybody else you've been with?
No.
See that right there?
Right.
That right there is huge.
Yeah.
Wow.
That shit got me thinking, like,
couples counseling?
Maybe I should go to a couples counseling. Yo,
dude,
we
went to three sessions, and then when we went in after this time, my therapist looked at us and was like, are you guys getting married? Like, he asked us before we told him, he was like, are you guys about to tell me you're getting married?
When did you start doing that? And, like, why?
We started going because we were fighting a shitload, and there was, like, well, not a shitload, but, like, the fights that we were having were getting really blown out of proportion, but neither of us could really put a finger on, like, what had happened. Like, they were just fights out of nowhere.
This was,
nowhere.
Like, 2 years in?
This was 2 months ago.
All right.
2 months ago.
Right.
First of all, we started going to my therapist, and he works fucking quick. Like, he's great. So we go in to see him, and he looks at us. He's like, are you guys about to tell me you're getting married? And then quickly was like... we told him the whole thing. We were like, hey, Seton fucked somebody else. We're so happy, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you guys work fast. He was like, you guys work really fast. But it's because he's so good. Like, he's really good.
Yeah, I just think...
I need to study under
I think
him.
People need to take risks and just share their shit with... Why else would you be in a relationship? Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to... If you want real intimacy... Once again, I know it's dorky. It's into me, I see. You want to share your fucking world with that person.
Right.
And I think that's honestly... I don't think it's actually about... him fucking someone else. I think it was you guys going deeper and being like, this is even more of me. And then they went to a whole fucking new level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, it was totally because of my conversation with Kate, though.
They
like, I had
up.
Also, Kate sent me so many pictures of her tits that I showed to half of New York City.
Yeah.
I showed Kate's tits to everybody. I'm getting texts throughout the week. Just going, Kate's Hooters, and then like two eggplants. Like every time, it's literally just like...
Eggplant in the umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
The world,
what's
the
umbrella?
World should see them.
I don't even know.
The world should see them. They will be out like one day. You can't do them on Instagram, but like a part of me has been wanting to post them for years.
Yo, throw those on Google.
I just feel like it's so... Petey...
Throw those on Google if you want the world to see. Google, they got the safety and the unsafety.
Yeah, I think my only thing is Shane.
Safe
if I didn't have Shane.
How you gonna have Shane with your titties?
Huh? He's seen
them. I don't know. I never had titties, but I'm getting some, but I never really had. I don't.
You should post yours. Can we post Petey's tits?
At the end of this? I don't know how I feel about my titties.
Invasion of titties. Invasion of Petey.
Like earlier when you said you went into the mirror and you looked at yourself. I was thinking about myself. Like, I looked at myself. I'm like, yo, my shit look like...
You're not loving your body?
I love this shit. It looked like a pregnant glamour shot. I told you that. My shit is sexy. Because it's like this. Like, it's like love, though. It's like a little scoopity scoop scoop.
Oh, my God.
A little scoop scoop.
Yeah, two scoops of ice cream.
Yeah.
Two scoops of
You gotta love it.
That's so funny.
You gotta love it.
Yeah, no, I love my body.
Oh, no. She was very confident. She was very confident.
So put it on Google.
So are you guys going to do it again or no?
What? Oh, we've had that conversation a little bit. He was like, he asked me, do you want to fuck somebody else? And he seemed like he was trying to act like he was cool with it. Like, he was like, because I answered him. He asked me that when I first was like, you should fuck somebody else. He was like, do you want to? And I was like, I'm not really sure right now. Like, I don't think so. But I was like, this is just about this. You know what I mean? Like, I just want you to do this. And then if I feel like doing that, I'll let you know. He was like, great. So when he came back, he almost felt indebted to me. Like, he owed me somebody else's dick or something. And I was like, I don't think it would work that way, because if he felt more powerful by asking me to do something like that, I would do it. But if he's doing it to be like, oh, let me pay you back. Score,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Then it's not hot. Then it's like a thing. I don't know. It just doesn't have the same juice to it. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's like saving somebody's life, right? Oh. And now they shadowing you. Just like trying to save your life for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not the same.
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah, but he's not like being crazy about it. I was. There was like, we had like a whole conversation about it, like in the middle of fucking. Like, we like stopped. We like did a tea timeout. And we were like,
hold on.
Yeah, he was like, so do you think.
Talk to me real quick.
Yeah, he was like, so do you think.
Before we go any further.
This happens a lot. We stop in the middle of sex and have combos a lot. Like very rambling conversations. And they'll be like, oh, okay, right. Oh, yeah, we're fucking. You know what I mean? Like, it almost like happens just naturally. But he asked me about it, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Let's drop this part of it. Like, I don't want to worry about this becoming a lifestyle or becoming like a thing that you owe me, because it's ruining how sexy it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we're like making it a negotiation, my pussy's going to dry up. Like, it's going to be
totally
just
like the desert.
Mm. Tumbleweeds.
Hot. That's hot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, Rosebud showed me a video of her and Seton fucking, and they are really good at it.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video of Kate fucking.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going
on? I'm getting old videos from you.
Nah, I'm not.
We had a very intense karaoke session. We decided to look at sex videos. It happens all the time.
Those things go hand in hand.
It happens constantly.
We sang karaoke together.
Oh, she was singing.
And we just let it off.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah, One Moment in Time. Beyonce. Oh, we sang Alanis.
We closed with Beyonce. We opened with Alanis.
Rosebud tried to kiss me a couple times.
Oh, I did kiss you.
Ooh, stop denying what happened.
And then.
Rosebud gave it a look like you would not know what's going on.
No, Rosebud and I haven't fucked yet. But we went back because I slept over, and we were just like, we started off to showing pictures, and I was like, you want to see a picture of me getting fucked? And I was let me see a video.
Yo, see, it should have sex with both of y'all, yo.
I know. It doesn't really.
No.
All three of us have talked about that, and it's just not going to happen.
Yo, I think.
Oh my God. I honestly couldn't.
Like, mentally speaking,
I talked to Seton about it.
I couldn't.
And he.
No, it just got to happen.
And I've talked to Kate about it. And neither of them feel 100% on that. And I don't either. So I'm so happy.
It just got to happen.
I couldn't.
One day it's going to happen. One day Kate's going to come bursting down, especially if she keeps this shit up. She's got to have sex.
Yo, she's like, yo, you're going to fuck.
Pronto.
And then it's going to happen, right? Y'all going to fuck.
Kate's going to get deep.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
And then she's going to be fine.
Listen. Y'all gonna fuck, right? At your crib. And Seton gonna come out.
It takes a lot to get me.
You gonna go to the fridge for some Talenti.
You're like...
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. What's going on over here?
And I don't have any Talenti. I'm all out.
I could... First of all... hold on. First of all, the way her and Seton have sex would intimidate me. I feel like it's like, yeah. And I would just be like, oh, like I feel like I'd
it's get very
lost.
Athletic.
I'd get very lost.
It's very athletic.
Yeah.
CrossFit fucking.
A lot of stretching.
It is CrossFit fucking, believe it.
I just feel like it would be too much and I'd start crying. I'd be overwhelmed and then they'd both have to like hold my hand and I'd be like, I'm sorry, it was just too much. And
I know, we'd be so bummed out.
I know.
We'd both be like, oh.
And they don't have
they'd be like, get the bummer out of the room.
Yeah. No, because we love you, so we just like hold your hand, but we'd be like,
that's
oh.
the movie. Cause now you go, all three go to therapy. Like, yo, he gonna be like, who the fuck is this?
If she, I bet if she then, sat in, if she,
they gonna be like, Rosebud versus Rosebud. That is her seated. Yeah. It's like, who the fuck is this bitch? Oh, you're welcome. That's the movie. Right there. It's already wrote itself.
No, the movie is the three of us walk in at the end, and Peter asks us, are all three of you going to get married?
Yeah.
Like, that's and then we all hold up our ring finger and we're like, I did.
That's next level entertainment.
We're like,
right,
we just did.
No, I've spent a lot of time thinking about if I could ever have a threesome. Like when I was married to my ex-husband, that was like a big thing. And I really tried to be open-minded to it, but I just, I don't know, but I think it would be really hard for me. I'm very sensitive.
I don't want
to
have a threesome at all.
Threesomes is weird. You ever had a threesome?
No.
That shit's weird.
It is weird.
He's a virgin.
I wanted to just go along with that too, but I was like, I can't even look at him.
Yeah.
I'm like, looking at him like, nah. No Santa, Santa.
How old were you when you had sex for the first time?
16.
16?
Yeah.
That's a good healthy age. Is it? I guess it is for boys.
I was a week away from 16.
A week away from 16?
Yeah, I was like 14.
Same here.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you too. Fuck.
The first time I like made out with someone, I was like 7. I was mad young. Some
7?
Yeah, but then like I didn't do anything.
You was making out with worms at 7, B.
Ben-
That don't count, 7.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Like, whatever. But like then like...
Remember the humps?
Years.
Yo, you remember the humps?
Oh, God, define I that. Hump oh, everything.
Remember when you was a kid?
And you just press your dick up against shit?
Oh, but then like when an older lady picks you up and you like humping her fucking ribs. Like, ah. I know. You like, ah. You don't even know, but it feels good. You're like, ah.
I love that Petey didn't even have the presence of mind to be like, this is another person. Like, he could have been, like, choosing the couch, but he was like, no, this is a breathing human being. I'm going to do it to
big.
This.
It's big, like,
Yeah.
Sisters, friends, when you look, because I had an older sister. So
you
like,
used to, your Barbies used to fuck.
My Barbies were fucking. Ooh. I was humping couches. Sill? I was always very sexual.
Did you leave them in positions on the windowsill?
I don't know if I left him
for
in
the
positions.
Neighbors to see.
My dad was a math professor.
See Ken involved me like,
yeah.
Walk by the house, his dog's down. Like people.
That's so funny.
Oh shit!
No, my dad was a math professor, and sometimes he'd bring me to class, and he'd be teaching, and there was like a blackboard, and I would be drawing like a hot chick with big tits, and you'd hear the class that he was teaching start laughing, and they'd all be looking. And my dad would be like, "Katie,
You've been a comedian because you had the power from back then."
Yeah.
That's
sexual
the
power.
not even that, right. But it's the they're laughing. So yeah. It's like that thing of like, yo, you got mad people laughing. It's
yeah, I was like, Dad, try to teach a class. Let's see what happens.
What I'm gonna do. That's what I used to do in school.
Draw titties?
No, I wouldn't draw titties, but I would get the class to go crazy.
I would draw titties sometimes. Not on the board, though.
Titties are. Boobs are the best.
Hey, remember, yo, you they're remember the social studies books when you flip to the front and the back and it had the globe?
Yeah.
But they look like saggy African titties?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that was my shit right there, yo.
Oh my god!
You draw a little nipple on it, like you know what I mean? A little areola.
Petey, I need to get high with you one day.
I'm just saying.
Fuck.
Yo, titties, National Geographic titties. Oh shit, was crazy.
I think all tits are pretty great.
Oh yeah.
Some are
although
better than
honestly,
others.
I gotta little tell you, after swoop, seeing Kate's, swoops. Like I'm like, I don't know if I can send her mine. Like I send you
I've
pictures
seen your
of my
tits
ass
all the time.
I know you've seen them in person, but they're different in person. They're better in person.
Yo, I like titties with a little.
They don't photograph.
You ever
as well
see the titties
they...
with a little
yeah,
they,
the,
stretch
the
mark
pictures
on
don't
them?
Capture.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, on the top.
A little titty with the stretch mark. You're like, ooh, yeah.
Oh. What?
Not mad stretch, but like a little stretch mark because yeah. They're so big, and then they got small, and then they got big again or something.
Yeah.
I like you.
Like when someone gets fucking.
Petey
lipo.
Gets fucking dirty.
I like.
Sex.
Yeah, I like how dirty.
No, but like natural shit. Like
I know you're talking about.
You
Petey
it.
Like smells armpits and
yo,
shit.
Yo, you gotta embrace that shit. Yo.
Yeah.
You gotta get in there.
Yep.
You gotta get in. What are you doing?
He's a Scorpio.
You playing flag football in the NFL? What are you doing?
You
gotta
yes.
Get, oh shit! Get in there.
That's great.
Can I tell you guys my flower story?
Hold on.
Please
before
do.
Months though. Jesus, back to that. Don't
yeah,
think
four
I forgot.
Months.
I will literally.
4 months.
I have another.
Tell me all the things that you. How many times like have you masturbated this week alone?
A lot.
Can you count it?
Ninja stars on fleek.
Can you count it?
Ninja stars.
Ninja stars. Jeez, ouch.
It's Wednesday, so.
I literally thought you were talking about putting a ninja star in her
no,
pussy.
She's got that.
No, my clit
like,
ninja.
And I was like, I get it now, but like, holy shit, I was like, wow, that got,
nah, that's
that
nice
one actually
level.
Shocked me.
Honestly, the week.
She started thinking about like, maybe I should
the
get
week
a
started
ninja
off,
star.
I started off doing a lot of masturbating. And
so
then,
Monday morning.
I love that she's talking to us like.
I'm too, but and then I slowed it down because I started getting really sad that it wasn't real dick.
So yesterday.
So like,
no, I haven't masturbated in 3 days because I just am boycotting.
Oh, so Monday you went hard in the paint.
I'm sick of my own hand. Okay. You know. So I'm
change
like,
the hand.
Yo, do you okay, do you
go,
do
my
it?
Go lefty.
Yo, Kate, my foot. Yeah.
Kate, do you do it? Do you do it to memory or do you do it off of fucking, are you watching shit?
Sometimes it's to memory. I like watching stuff, but nothing's exciting. I mean, I've already watched so much pterodactyl porn. Where can you go?
It's a combination
after
of
that,
the two.
Abuse. I'm just bored. I'm just
abuse.
Like, I just.
We talked about that last time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She watches the
I'm sick of porn. I've seen it all.
Pterodactyl is like the bottom, or the top. I don't. It depends what you look at it. I don't know.
I don't think.
I just.
Bottom.
What can
no.
you find? That's kind
of pterodactyl. And then I watched this anime porn of a girl who got kidnapped by this like alien lord.
Oh.
And did you see that one?
No, I mean I'm into anime porn. I'm into anime porn.
Fuck.
Did you see that one?
It was hot.
Did you
so
send
hyped.
It to me?
I'll send it to you.
I feel like you did. Anyway, whatever.
I'm gonna start crying.
Go
don't
on.
Cry, yo.
I'm going to sign up for Tinder.
Do it right now.
Go to Canada.
Yeah, you're okay. You are.
But, yeah. So I have it in 3 days because I'm just
all right.
Unhappy. I can't watch another alien fuck this
yo,
shit.
Yo, for me, if I don't rub one out, I can't even deal with the world.
So, like,
does it look
daily.
Like I'm dealing?
Daily.
Yeah, because you're building up poison.
I'll be on some woosah shit all the time.
Why? Because you start every morning with
I got to get it going.
Wait,
I got to get it out of me.
Last Wednesday, when I was really revved up, last Wednesday I was like at, like, oh. I had so much energy coursing through my body, and I like could, I went to the comedy club, I was in the green room, and I literally was fake jerking off in some of the comics' faces. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't even know what was happening. Because I never do that. Normally, when I'm in a green room, I'm one of the few girls, I like put a very big barrier of like, yo, we're not fucking.
Right.
And like, not that I put up, not, but I, but like someone said something rude and I was like, stare in my eyes. And I just fucking jerked off in their face. And they were like, what's happening?
Did they take it? How did they take it?
They did fucking. I was like, take it. Keep looking at me. Fucking oh, take it. And they were like, is Kate okay?
That is you trying to, that is you causing schizophrenia. Right?
That is. That's true.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's your power.
Thank you.
You have a gift. Don't squander it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I come in people's eyes till they get schizophrenia. So don't fuck with
me. She comes schizophrenia.
Right in your fucking eyes.
Skits.
Anyway, so I got flowers sent to me Friday.
Why is this guy not inside of you?
Wait, because it wasn't a guy. Turns out.
Why is this girl not inside of you?
I mean, it could be.
A guy?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It could be a guy claiming to be your manager's assistant, okay?
It's Claire.
Okay, Claire.
Yeah, Claire.
Whatever.
She keeps telling me she sent it. I'm like, sure it was.
Sure yes. It was Claire.
We get it. What's his name, Claire? Mm-hmm.
Claire felt really bad. But okay, this is what happened. So Friday morning, I'm like feeling good about life. I'm just like, I'm a dragon sorceress and I'm feeling my powers. I get a call and they're like, you've got flowers downstairs. And I was like, what? I haven't gotten flowers in a long ass time.
So great.
And I was like so overly excited. Like I bound down the stairs. The most beautiful arrangement you've ever fucking seen too.
You know about
on
them
point.
Arrangements, B.
Okay. Yeah. What the fuck? So
I know about no arrangements.
So I get upstairs and I'm like, texting certain, I'm like, did you send me the flowers? Did you send me the flowers? Rosebud, did you send me flowers? I was like, I texted John. John, did you send
me
flowers?
John was like,
everyone's
I don't do flowers. I do dick.
Everyone's
like, I just send a dick over
honestly,
there.
Though, I would way rather a dick had been delivered, in all honesty. And it just said on it for next. The dragon sorceress. but I was like, I was going crazy. I asked people and everyone was going, no. And I was like, no, this person's lying. And then and it was just like, and then I started losing my, like, then I got pissed.
She got high?
I have these beautiful flowers. And all of a sudden, they were ruining my life. I was like, looking at them, I was like, I hope you fucking die, you cunt bag flowers.
Wilt.
Like, I was like so mad. So I get really high because I honestly couldn't handle it anymore. Mm-hmm. I was like, someone out there loves me and I don't even know who. And it's probably a shitty fucking person. Like, I was like, I just pictured like, this fucking dude being like, it was me. And I was just going to be like, no. And just like, so I get really, like, I was like, if dick isn't at the end of these flowers, shit. I'm going to be pissed. And of course it wasn't. So I get high. Rosebud and I FaceTime. And she goes, you know who sent you the flowers. And I was like, oh, it it was me from what is that? It was my higher self.
You were like, it was my higher self, and I was like, it was you from the future.
And I was
sending
like
sending yourself flowers.
And I
some deep shit.
I lost it. I was like,
I have a screenshot. Was! Show them the screenshot of your face, even though the listeners can't see it. It's
I'm
like,
trying to figure out now.
You got to see what Kate's reaction was. It
oh my
was
God,
the
Michael
funniest
called.
Fucking thing I've
okay,
ever.
Okay, hold on.
Who's Michael, yo? Why you get
Michael
so excited?
Blaustein, our best friend.
Oh, okay, I know Mike.
Yeah, he's both of our best friends. So
yo, I just
we love
know.
Him.
So we love you, Blau.
Me and Joe want to know. Like, so flowers don't do it for the pussy no more.
Kate was like, oh my God.
This is when you, the FaceTime?
This is when I figured
this
out.
Is great.
It was
like
me
this.
From another dimension. So I was like,
that laugh sounded like a fart in my head.
I was so excited.
It was hysterical.
I was like, literally, I was like crying. I was like, life's a fairy tale and I'm my own prince. And I was like, I knew it was going to be, I'm the one. And like, I texted like three people being like,
fuck you, I didn't need it from you.
No, I texted three people just being like, I'm the one, yes. And then literally I sent that to three people, send. And I get, Claire goes, it was me who sent the flowers. And I was like, and I was like, yo, Claire.
That means she's going to be your assistant in the future.
Yeah. Hold on. I love Claire. But listen, you cannot send a single girl flowers with no fucking name.
You know what, though?
You can't do that.
You can't for some.
What if it was a dude that was feeling you, right?
You can't for some. It's true. I mean, it drove you
if
nuts.
If anyone knows me, but you don't fucking, I don't like mystery right,
so
like okay, that.
What if it was a dude that was feeling you, right?
Yeah.
And he sends you some flowers. Do you get moist at that point? Or are you like, what is this corny shit, this weirdo? Are you like feeling like, who the fuck is this guy?
If you, didn't, if you had if he asked me before
if you wasn't
the flowers.
If you wasn't feeling him. Like, say it was some guy
okay.
you don't even really kind
of
like.
First of all, if you had asked me before I got flowers, I would have been like, flowers don't mean anything to me. Mm-hmm. When I got those flowers.
Oh, is it because of the arrangement? Because I heard you drop arrangement earlier. You said, yo, the arrangement.
It was just beautiful. No, it was the gesture. It was like.
She almost came.
I did
what
come.
What kind of.
For Claire.
What kind of flower? What you had? Petunias?
It was roses, orchids. Orchids were in there.
Lilies?
The white boys?
Weren't there lilies?
Was the yellows?
It was honestly the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to front a nice arrangement, get your blood going.
If it had been a dude, if it had been a dude that I wasn't into.
Somebody placed those particularly in a certain kind of way. So they when you seen them, it was like.
It was gorgeous.
Petey just did a ballet move.
He like, what?
Yeah, but anyway.
So I guess flowers still work.
Yeah, it's the gesture.
Of course flowers work.
It's funny because I've been the girl that's like, I don't want flowers to die for me. Like,
what?
Like, I've always been like, don't kill a flower for me. Like, I've always been real corny. And then I got flowers and I was like.
Kill them flowers.
I was so happy.
Fuck
it was
them tulips.
Stupid. Like, I think it was sad almost. I was like, oh, I haven't been treated right in the past. I was like, because I should be getting flowers.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking dragon sorceress.
You know what I'm saying? Botanical shit.
So
everybody send flowers to Kate this
no,
week.
No. Everyone's going to send me fucking anonymous flowers. I'm going to kill myself.
It's going to be fantastic.
But you got to take
if you're going to send me flowers,
she's
put your fucking name on it and a picture.
She's got to learn to love the mystery.
No.
That's, yeah. Yeah. You know what I would think if I got flowers and I didn't know who they were from? Guess I don't have to write a thank you note.
True.
That's I love
it. You. True.
I mean, they're going to either they're going to like make themselves known or they're not. And then I'm just going to like love those flowers till they die.
You have to assume that whoever sent them eventually is going to want credit for it. So it's like even if you don't say anything, they're going to be like, "Hey, by the way, I sent those flowers like a month ago or whatever." Oh, they're going to find
it. And you know what I would say then? Well, good people don't ask for credit for the good deeds they do.
Mm. Exactly.
Maybe so don't expect a thank you from
left
me.
It anonymous.
Maybe it's a flower philanthropist.
No, I'd be like,
well, my friend Ellie was like, just sit with it. She was like, just sit with the mystery and you'll find out. And I was like, yeah, good idea. I couldn't.
It was a good idea for 0.3 seconds.
If I got flowers.
No. Never mind.
If I got flowers, I would just be like, give them to my mother.
That really dried me up.
What I'm supposed to do with flowers, yeah? Do dudes get flowers?
I don't think so.
When they're dead, right? They put the flowers on the shit.
Why you gotta go there? I mean, it's ruined.
Because it's life, man.
No, it's death.
It's part of life.
Death and life are intertwined.
Sorry, I fucking totally took the shit off the rails. I'm sorry.
No, it's great. I love you. I love your energy.
It's good to have you take flowers. Shit off the rails.
So yeah, that's all. That's the story.
He said
nothing too exciting.
Botanical shit.
But I do that feel.
That is exciting.
I
what do you mean
feel. No, that's true.
That's mad exciting.
I feel something coming. I feel dick awesome. Entering in the next month and a half. I can feel it.
I mean, that's a long. Maybe a shorter months. Goal would be
dick,
good.
Wait, give me a time.
What do you want? You want it today? Just say today. You're creating
yeah,
your
you're
life.
You're the sorcerer, yo. Come on.
You're a female. You have the card.
I don't want to
say that. She's
gonna
get
that,
dick today.
Yes.
Fine.
Today.
Fine.
She could make a phone call right now and yeah. be like, yo, you ever call a shorty and be like, yo, God, come over right now. She like, not in the daytime.
Literally. Yeah, I can't. And you know that Chris Rock joke
like,
where he's like,
right now.
Where
can't.
He's like, every time somebody opens the door, it's like, want some dick? Like, yeah. that's literally the world you're walking out into
it's,
right now.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, but I don't want random dick like that.
Kate, I'm just dick. Saying, random dick is actually very underrated.
It's therapeutic.
You guys are fucking like dual...
What's
therapist
happening
right now? This is like a dual therapy session.
No, I don't want random.
That was like boom,
okay,
boom.
Okay, she's
boom.
Not into it.
I don't want random
it.
Dick. I'd rather.
But I'm just saying, you can put yourself in the places.
But I'm saying you
that
can.
You want to be
whoever you actually want to fuck. If you want to fuck them, you can make it happen that day. Because that is how powerful you are.
Unless it's like Drake or somebody, probably.
Oh, you think I can't fuck Drake?
Oh, you can fuck him, but he got probably got to talk to his manager.
Her.
You got to talk to a bodyguard.
Isn't he
dating sign,
Rihanna?
You got to sign a thing.
I don't know who he's. Yeah, you got
to
sign.
I'm not
shit.
Trying to. No, I'm not trying to.
I'm
fuck
not saying
the dude
you
who
can't.
Was just fucking Rihanna.
You
that's
can fuck
a lot.
Whoever. You can fuck
I'm not
whoever.
Saying I'm not a good fuck, but like Rihanna.
Yo, Kate.
We don't know
Rihanna,
how she fucks.
Don't ever underestimate yourself.
No, I'm a good fuck. I'm not saying that.
We don't know
Rihanna,
how Rihanna.
You definitely got titties as good as her.
I definitely do.
We've seen Rihanna's titties numerous times.
Rihanna's the best.
They're not just like
hot though. Like,
it's not like you know.
She got the little nipple ring.
Petey,
yeah.
Like
Petey
the jewelry
gets
so
shit.
Real. That's when Petey's talking about sex, it's like for real.
Because that's just only one way to go when you talk about sex.
It's true.
It's so true.
I like
oh my
how
God.
I like him looking at Joe when he says that. The intensity coming at Joe from Petey.
I almost feel like Joe's here with his mentor, his like sexual mentor. And every time Petey comments on sex, he's looking at his like mentee. What is it?
Protege?
Mentee. He's looking
my
at his
manatee.
Manatee.
My manatee.
Yeah.
My manatee.
Beluga whale.
He's looking at his little manatee, his little baby manatee.
Yep.
And he's going, "This is how you fuck." That's literally what's happening.
All right, so you got them flowers.
Yo, you're drinking that like it's a beer.
What is that?
Yeah, I
no,
thought,
can I
thought,
have some of that?
I thought that was a beer.
Wait,
it's ginger blossom.
I'm probably gonna hang
it's so much.
I'm probably gonna meet up with
what
Rosebud
is ginger
later.
Blossom?
And she'll
part of the movie.
Did Seton say you're allowed to have sex with me?
Movie.
No,
I'm not. You're not allowed to have sex with me.
He didn't say anything about
say
being.
Yes.
I wasn't like, hey, I really want to have sex with Kate. So it didn't really come up.
Did you tell him that what's going to happen in a month and a half?
No, because that was a joke. But I'll do it.
Forget
God
it.
Damn it.
We said that, right?
No, we didn't. You didn't tell everybody that you want to be pegged.
Yo, that
so,
type of shit just got to happen.
In a month and a half, if I haven't had sex, Rosebud said, although maybe she didn't mean it.
You said if?
That she would get a strap on and have sex with me.
Did you say if?
Yeah, but I don't think you would do that.
Did you say if you don't?
She wouldn't.
Thanks, Joe.
Did you just
I'm
say,
all talk.
Did you just say if you don't?
If I don't.
She would do it with somebody she loved, though. Kate would get pegged in a fucking second.
Isn't a peg only a
but
like,
a,
to
they would
a
have
dude?
A dick.
Oh, wait, you're right. That's like when you do it to a dude. I did that one time, but that was like when I was drinking. It was in a past life.
You put on a strap on and fucked a dude?
I fucked my ex-boyfriend once.
That's so dope.
Honestly, I've never come so hard in my entire life.
That's crazy. So what is that?
I think. I was pretty blacked out.
How do you come? Like, is there something when you put it on that?
Because it's on your clit.
So it's rubbing your shit.
Okay.
And at the same time, you feel like you have a dick.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So it's like, oh, my God.
Having a dick is dope, right?
I wish I knew what
it
was like for a day.
Great.
It's awesome.
Fuck, I want to know what
it's
like for a day.
It's all right.
You can go get one.
You can get one.
I
want to
get one
tonight.
I want to get one and then make you blow my dick. Would you blow my dick? Oh, you're not a best friend at all.
Fine. I'll
yo,
do it.
Got,
I'll find someone else.
Yo, Kate, you gotta just let it happen, yo.
Yeah, it's that's the thing, is like
just wear it.
You gotta be
time.
Like you gotta be like yo, Rosebud, come to the crib, yo. Yo, listen. Y'all got this new organic popcorn, yo.
Yeah.
He's literally looking at Joe. He's looking like over at Joe.
You keep looking at Joe when you
no,
say the
I
most
look,
sexual
look,
shit ever.
He
Petey.
Looked up
I look,
that way that
up,
time.
Really,
he wasn't looking
really,
at me.
I really looked up.
He was, you know.
You want to fuck Joe, Petey?
Speculating.
You want it in there? You want to put it in Joe?
Nah, chill.
Have you ever had sex?
We don't do respect.
Have you ever had sex by opening with organic popcorn?
Does that exist? I don't even know. Organic
so.
Popcorn?
I just think that'd be some fly shit, random shit to be like, yo, come over. And then it just happens.
And I just have a strap on.
You should just wear it.
Get on your knees.
Rosebud just has a strap on.
She I feel like you would. If you came over and I said to you, if I had a strap on and I was like, get on your knees, I feel like you would. You'd be like, okay.
Part of the movie.
No. You haven't owned that. That like.
Okay, I'll try it again.
But if you actually nailed it, then I might.
Let me try it again. Hold on.
She knows it's not genuine right now.
Hold on.
Now.
She's not like the alpha.
Okay.
I am too.
Not really.
Yes, I am.
No.
Sorcerer.
Yeah, I am. I am the alpha.
You seen Peach Dragon, the new shit coming out?
You're a sorceress. Let me tell you something. You're a fucking sorceress and you're powerful, but you don't have that like alpha masculine energy.
Mm. Yes, I do.
No.
I will fuck you so hard. You don't even know what fuck. Look, now I'm getting competitive. I swear to God, I do.
Here we go.
And I would make you suck my dick so fucking hard you wouldn't know what to do, Rose.
But she's doing it like an angry woman. Like, I feel like I'm getting yelled at by a woman.
I feel like we
should
back
up. While she's doing it, she's going like, I'm going to suck your dick so fucking hard. And I still feel like I'm getting yelled at by a woman.
Yeah, the expletive is what...
How would a dude do it?
A guy would be like... Oh God!
Do
it's gonna get real.
Yeah, do it.
We can leave.
I'm like,
we
can just,
we'll
no,
go
no, no.
sit
you
in the crowd.
You guys can stay and watch this.
Okay.
What do you want to do to me, okay,
I'll just sit right
no.
here.
What do you want
to
do?
What if I told
me?
You I was like, I'm gonna sell your cunt on the side of the highway until you're too exhausted to move.
Sell
That's
it.
What you do.
Why are you gonna sell it?
I don't know. Just because in the back of a van. You know what I mean? I'm blushing now.
On the side of the highway.
But that's what I'm saying. Like it. That's alpha.
That was
sell
hot.
That sell your cunt sell on the side of the
my
highway.
My badge flinched for that. Ooh. All right. Fuck.
Flinchy.
You're the man I always
but
wanted.
I went right back into like being, now I'm like.
Sell your cunt on the side of the highway.
Yeah, that's what I told Seton I wanted him to do to me.
I want you to sell my cunt
I
on the
him,
side of the
like,
highway?
I want you to sell my cunt on the side of the highway till I'm too exhausted to breathe.
Oh, man. That's
I
a
said
lot of
that
sales.
This weekend.
Man, that's a lot
that's
of sales.
Mass
that's a lot of sales.
That's a whole day.
Of sales.
That's you sold out.
Yes.
That's a long day of
shop,
work.
Shop clothes.
That's a long day. Imagine being too exhausted
to
breathe.
You got to put the comeback.
Do you know
tomorrow,
how tired you
got
to be?
You know,
to be like, yo, I don't know if I can breathe.
Do you
I'm
know
so
how
tired.
Much I'm going to regret doing this podcast when I go home tonight?
Wow, I'm already regretting all of it.
I'm regretting everything.
Yo, this shit is liberating for the people listening, the people coming up.
No, it's good though. You know,
I'm saying you started strong.
Yeah.
That shit liberated the whole community.
I hope so.
And you came with the flowers. You know what I'm saying? Then my man Joe. And first of all, it's a movie. Yeah.
How quickly women could run this shit if we were just like, yeah, fuck whoever you want. I'm more powerful than them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know how quickly we would run the fucking world?
Word. Because that's like taking power.
When you really think about
away.
It, yeah.
That's like taking power.
Yeah.
That's taking power away.
Yeah.
But
yep.
also empowering at the same time.
Yeah. It's literally both. It's like duality.
It's
Like if a shorty did that to me, you know what it'll feel like? Like you have a fuck up at work and then say like whatever happens and then you go back to work and then you work extra hard. Like that's going to change.
Yeah. No, you fucked up.
That's how that shit'll make dudes feel, yo. It's like, yo, I got to do extra shit. She just let me fuck this bitch. Oh my God. I got to make
yeah,
up
that's
breakfast.
Totally.
I got to fucking...
I'm feeling a lot of things.
What you feeling?
Just frustration.
Exhaustion. She was just selling a cunt on the side of the highway.
Yeah, you're right.
She just got her cunt sold.
You say, yo, she's exhausted.
Once I have sex, my whole energy is going to settle down again.
Yeah, you got to have sex, yo.
It's just hard being a human.
You know what I will do?
What?
I will order you a whore if you want.
I don't
want
to... What are you talking
yo,
about?
Yo, there's this website
there's
called
male whores.
Strippers in the Hood. Yo, you
I'm
get
not
you
gonna
a,
be going on there.
Yo, get you a stripper in the hood. They'll come to you, man.
You're literally gonna make her cry
on the bus. Big
on the bus.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
You know what it is? It's so frustrating how sensitive I am. Cause I get like this, and I get like I think I'm like tougher than I am. I'm like yeah, and then like I'm so sensitive.
But that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. That's because, you know what? You're one of the last people I know with actual fucking feelings.
Feelings, yo. I got feelings.
No, comedians don't really.
Yeah, we got math. I got feelings.
I mean, Kate has them.
That's
like,
why,
they're
that's
real.
That's why me and Kate, we gel like that.
Yeah.
Since day one, it was feelings. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's yeah. Love. We just loved each other.
Sorcery.
Yeah. Sauce.
I'm like a warlock, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Nah, that's,
you're,
a,
no, you're
that's
a
like an evil dude.
You're like
or
a, no,
like
you're, a no, dude. You're a powerful king.
No, but you know what? He's got a lot of secrets, though. He's a Scorpio.
Oh, he does have a lot of secrets. We know your secrets. Get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean my secrets?
You can see them in your eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see what the secrets are, but I can tell you how.
Yeah, we don't know what they are, but.
Secrets? Like, what kind of secrets?
I don't know. I would have no idea. He's a deep well.
Wait, how do you know he has secrets, but you don't know what they are?
He's a Scorpio.
You can tell he's there are parts that he's holding back.
We all got secrets, though. I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying? Joe got some shit.
See?
Joe got some shit.
He's deflecting. He starts deflecting.
I do got secrets. I do got secrets. I'm just embracing it, but I'm also like, hey, wait a minute. Everybody got secrets.
Not quite like
yours.
You're
saying, okay, that's what you're saying.
I don't have
See, you didn't
secrets.
Say that. You like, you gotta be like, if you, you gotta be like, yo, you got some fucking.
I actually have very little secrets.
You gotta be like, yo, you got some eclectic ass secrets.
What was that word?
Eclectic. I have a lot of secrets.
Eclectic. You do?
I got
do I know a lot of your secrets?
You know a lot of my secrets. But you know how, like, so, like, I'll call you a week later and be like, so last week I did blah, 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 blah. And you're like, how the fuck did you not tell me that?
Yeah.
Well, like, I do that a lot.
What about? Yeah,
that's
like,
only because you think I'm going to judge you. And the more you find out, I don't give a fuck.
Sometimes I just don't tell you.
You just don't want to tell me?
I just don't want to tell
anybody. But that's the thing. All right. So what if it's not a secret, but you just, like, say there's things you don't know. Is that a secret just because you don't know it?
What?
Like, say there's something about me that you don't know. Is it a secret because you don't know it?
No. But
or is
there's
something you don't know?
No, there's a difference between like just not telling, just like not sharing information and then lying by omission. Like omitting information specifically because you don't want the truth to be out there.
I think you have to go out of your way to make something a secret for it to be a secret. It's not just like, because if someone asked you about it, you would tell them. So it's not like a secret. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It's like if you don't tell them you eat pizza.
You just said like if it's something you don't know. So if you have secrets, mm-hmm. There's shit that I don't know about you, but right. I ask you, and you tell me,
it's not a secret.
It's not a secret. Yeah, yeah. But if I ask you about something and you decide not to tell me, right, then it's a secret. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's how secrets work. Right. That's how secrets work.
That is
That's what I was saying. That's good though. I'm glad you said that because sometimes I feel guilty when I don't tell someone something, but they don't even want to know it, and then I seem like a psycho because I'm like, there's something I need to tell you. For lunch, I had this, and they're like, "Are you fucking okay? Like, I didn't need to know that."
You set up. You say shit like that. Like, that's not.
Yeah, I feel like I need to say everything, or I'm bad. It must be from childhood.
Snitching, man.
Well, you're also involved in like a spiritual school where you're literally encouraged to share everything that's coming up.
Yeah.
So,
I want to feel like I'm brave at all times, and I'm like, if there's something that I start to feel ashamed of, and I'm like, I shouldn't tell anyone this, they're going to judge me, then I force myself to do it.
And you are extremely brave. I actually, being friends with you has, like, I don't know, I mean, I think it's partly because I became such good friends with you, but other relationships in my life are, like, deepening because Kate is so impossible to, like, keep your shit to yourself with. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so, because she gets so fucking real. And if you're like, if you don't want to get into it, she's going to be like, okay, well.
I'll walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to bullshit with me, I'm like, I don't have time for this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm the opposite of small talk.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like,
Big talk, yo.
Yeah.
That's the opposite.
Big talk when you come to Kate Wolf's face.
Seriously.
Should be your first album title.
Come hard or don't come at all. Big talk with
exactly.
Kate Wolf.
Yeah, no, I want to, and it doesn't mean you always have to have deep, annoying, not that they're annoying, but you know what I mean? Like some, like I can still chill with someone, but if I'm chilling with someone who I feel is like fake, get out of my face. I don't want it.
Oh my God, I'm an asshole.
It's okay.
Yo, there's all kind of fake people in the world, yeah? But what you gonna do?
I thought I turned it off. It's
called
my fault.
It's okay,
yo,
Rosie.
It's called the yin
it
and
came
the
from
yang.
Texas. That's Bills. So, but that's like what you were talking about with sex when we were talking. Sorry to bring it back to that, but now that I'm all like
no,
juiced
it's okay.
up,
I'm just gonna cry later.
You are
and masturbate while crying.
Yeah, because like, what is hotter for
Nothing.
The Kate Wolf?
Nope.
Nothing.
She's crying and masturbating.
It's gonna be.
Dan Soder has that amazing joke about face coming.
Yeah. What?
Dan Soder. He's like fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I know. I've seen
him. Yeah. He has this joke about face coming, like crying, being like face coming. And, I was just thinking, like, that's her way of coming. Like, she's coming out of both ends.
Say nothing out the face.
I heard face coming. Like, I thought that was like.
Well, that's why I cry a lot of times after I orgasm. I'm so opened up.
I love that joke because it actually is. I don't even know if he wrote it like in a real fucking way, but when I hear it, I'm like, that's so fucking real. Because it is.
Yeah.
Yo, if a girl started crying after we had sex, I would fucking be like, yo, what the fuck?
Really?
I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette.
Huh.
That I'd be a little confused too.
I would be confused. I'd be like, huh?
I'd feel like I did something. Or like she made a mistake.
You've been crying lately, right? After coming?
I'd be like, yo, what the fuck?
After coming, like almost crying or actually crying.
Gotcha.
Fucker. But I don't let them know that it's happening. That's the thing.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not comfortable with that. No.
I would just feel like I fucked up. Or I did something wrong.
It's like happy crying.
No, it's a release. Honestly,
I'd be like, yo, did her father touch her? Like, why is she crying right now?
Some uncle stuff.
Because that's what I'm going to be thinking in my head.
I know.
No. I cry like.
It's happy crying.
With my ex, Eitan, he knew exactly what was happening, so he almost got offended when I didn't, because he saw it as like, oh, I got her.
Yeah. Why
like,
you
I
ain't opened crying,
her up.
Yo?
So afterwards, I would just be laying there, and like tears were coming down my face, and I'd be like, oh, like just completely open up. And he, like, if I didn't, he'd be like, did I not? Were you not?
Yeah, did I not make you surrender?
There you go. Yeah.
Submit.
Exactly.
Stop. Cry. Tell me the cry. Like, is it a joyful, like a. Oh my god, it's so great.
Or just like a
or is it like a just a
it depends.
It's a smile that turns
into Are you whimpering?
It depends on who I had sex with. If I'm really open with the person, it's whatever I want it to. You know what I mean? Like it can be like whatever. But I still like cover, like I'm still like fuck. Like I'm
covering
never like
your face?
A little bit. I mean, but like
it's like seeing a beautiful
what
sunset.
Is it, though?
It depends.
When you say you're opened up. What exactly do you mean by that?
Her pussy.
I mean, obviously.
Sorry. I had to.
Someone had to say
that. No, it sounds like poetry when it comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, for real.
Thanks.
For real.
It feels like, honestly, for me, sex is this like thing. It's like hot. It's like this energy that's opening you up. And at the end, I just feel completely opened. Like.
It's like the peak of euphoria.
Yeah, I just feel completely opened up.
I just start laughing.
Because well, that's and similar crying. In a
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's the same.
Laughing happens.
What do you do at the end, Joe?
Give her money.
The fuck out of here. Fuck, didn't
there he is. Joe Santagato,
everybody.
But usually you pay him before the action. What's your good looks? They're like, all right, just pay me after.
I don't know. It depends. Like, I remember like having sex with people that you don't necessarily know, like a one-night stand or something, and after that it's like super weird. You kind of just like
after you not
yeah afterwards you kind
of
like
you leave a bag not? Of Skittles on the yeah, on sorry. The side table
yeah just like
just beat it know.
Take the soaps and leave like a hotel.
What the hell was that noise?
If you leave candy, that's I think that's nice.
Here's a Reese's cup, ho.
Jesus. Petey.
No, but I mean, it depends. I feel like laughing like happens more times. Like I don't really like remember. Not like that. But I mean, I think laughing happens more than anything. Like never crying or anything like that. I never had that feeling.
Can you imagine Joe being the crier? That'd be the best.
This is so good. I wanted it so long. Oh my god.
So if perfect. A dude started crying after sex, I wonder how I'd react.
I think a dude.
I would be extremely turned off.
I think
would you?
A dude. But yeah. What if the dude was
I don't
talking?
Think I would.
But what if the dude was like, be like, yo, man, this pussy is so good. I just gotta tell you.
If a dude cried because my pussy's so fucking dope, I would be so
like,
happy.
What if a nigga like, he like, but the way the walls was just.
Yeah.
They was hugging me like my father never did. Yeah. Oh my God. I've been looking for this my whole life.
I'm kind of into that.
Right? It's different. If he's just crying or something, oh my God.
I don't think so. No.
All right, guys.
Very funny, though.
We have to wrap this up.
Oh, no. We can't wrap this up.
That's sad.
I know. I feel sad about it. Come on. I'm so emotional today.
This was a great fucking podcast. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
For real, yo.
This shit,
man,
really fun.
Joe and I only have one more podcast to record. I'm going to be crying through the whole thing. He's leaving, man.
Yeah. Are you going to L.A.?
Hell no. Hate L.A.
Where are you going?
He's just expanding on his own.
Saskatchewan?
Spreading his little Joe wings. Saskatchewan.
I don't know.
Saskatchewan.
He just said it.
Saskatchewan.
Like, what is that? I don't fucking
know. You know
that.
Why? It's a word. You know that's why? Because it's time for the dragon sorceress to be on her own.
Ooh. That's right. Put those tits out there. HBO tits.
Ooh, titties.
Coming to you.
Yeah. So I'm going to be a big girl.
Are you going to have your tits on the cover?
Joe, you leaving like existing?
Yeah, yeah, my tits are going to be on the cover. I'm going to have laser beams coming out of them. Just wait till you see the new logo, guys. It's
no
going to be tight
so it's
as
no
this
more
puss.
Joe.
That was Santagato. You literally reminded me of Molly Shannon in the yeah. in the
It's going to be as tight as this puss. Puss.
It is.
Yo, Santagato. Yeah. Yo, Santagato.
We'll be right back.
Where you going, Santagato?
No way.
Just not here.
He has to go off and fight the White Walkers, guys.
Let me tell you guys.
What's that?
I,
some fucking anti Black Lives Matter shit? The White Walkers? What is
it's
that?
It's Game of Thrones.
What is
it's
the
Game
White
of
Walkers?
Thrones.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah. I don't watch it either.
Yeah, Petey, you didn't know this, but Joe's against the Black Lives Matter movement, so
I mean,
he's
oh,
gonna go.
Shit.
Most White, yo, most white Walkers to... are, man. Most White Walkers are.
Yo.
He's at the White Walker.
So, he's off to go be with the KKK, and no. I'm here.
Oh, I still love you, man, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what? That would have been funny like 8 months ago if the KKK weren't like back in the national spotlight.
I know, whatever. Fuck you, KKK.
Yo,
fuck you, David Duke.
Yo,
KKK.
Yo, KKK, if you're listening to this podcast.
David Duke is a huge fag, and I'm pretty sure I speak for the entire gay community.
And when she says fag, she's not really talking about gay people. She's saying...
I'm saying David Duke.
Yes.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know.
He's
David
the Grand
Duke.
Wizard of the KKK.
He's that's a such a dumb
grand
name for like.
Wizard.
No, it's not.
You should see
the
him.
Grand
he,
Wizard.
He
in
literally,
the 80s, you know how many Grand Wizards was out there rapping? Grand Wizard Theodore.
I saw a picture of him, and he looks like every uncle he ever had touched him.
I don't doubt that at all. That's how I imagine all
like
those people.
Like, got their fingers up in there.
Yo, everybody got their own heroes.
All those people have
you know
gotten
what's
knuckled
sad
deep.
Is I bet, whatever.
Guys, we have to wrap this
hey,
up.
Hey, maybe can we get the F? I'll get the F word and the David Duke thing out of there. That might be a little too much
what?
For me to have said that.
No, it's fine.
No, you think people are gonna not? No, you know
fuck
what? Fucking
David.
Hate me.
I'm not.
I don't care.
Own it, Rosie.
I'm gonna own
yo,
it.
Fuck David Duke. I don't even know who David Duke
David
is.
David Duke.
This is
you're
Rose
a fucking
Buck's movie.
Pussy.
That's right.
So whatever she says, I just don't want to get edited out the movie.
You're not edited.
So fuck you, David.
You're
Duke.
Never gonna be edited out the movie. You're in this. Unicorn tits. Is you know what I mean? You're a part
I'm like
of this.
A, I'm like an unwritten honorary member.
Oh yeah,
Petey,
dude, you're one of the best guests we had.
Yo, that's a pleasure.
Best,
that's
comics.
An honor.
I got you.
You're great.
This was
all
big.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Let's wrap this up.
Yo, sorry.
Petey, did you look at my nails though?
I mean, I didn't really want to gawk over them, but I seen them.
Thank you.
I peeped at them.
I love
it's
you
like
guys.
The arc on it. And then
okay,
you got
ready?
The ice on the first finger. On that one. You got the ice on it?
What do you mean? No, they're just all
that
the
was
same.
Just a shimmer.
Shimmer.
The shimmer had me think it was
shimmy.
Diamonds.
It's what I do. A shimmer. Okay.
Okay.
Rosebud, where can they find you?
I'm Rosebud Baker on Twitter and Instagram, and you can listen to my... also, listen to my podcast, because I have like 30 listeners, I'm pretty sure.
So tell them.
It's Netflix Campfire Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud. Bye.
Petey.
Stitcher.
PD, yo, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere, man. PD's jokes. PD like these nuts jokes. At PD's jokes on Instagram, everything, man. You find me in the streets. Find me on Facebook, PD Diabru. You just fucking follow the tag on the goddamn the podcast. The tag's gonna have
find
everything
him.
There. You don't even need to hear me say this.
Find
shit.
Him in Rosebud.
You can
Joe,
find us.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Joe Santagato. And Kate, where can they find you?
White Walk.
Twitter.
White Walkers.
White Walkers. Twitter at the Kate Wolf and Instagram at the Kate Wolf. If you want a tarot reading, hit me up, kwolf27@gmail.com. And keep listening, guys.
Send her
this
flowers.
This shit's about to get fucking weird. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?